An intro. Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. We are back in the saddle again with our GM, Adam.
That's me.
And he is leading us on a journey through some weird Lovecraftian nightmare that he has concocted for us. Takes place about 1,500 years before the events of the original trilogy.
It's fun.
Our players tonight are myself, Zach, playing Hez. We have John playing Torque.
Hi.
We have Pi playing Seely Tong.
Diego.
Oh my god. We have Ben playing Neb Synod, who some of the guys have just learned is his name backwards. So cool.
What up?
And we have Ryan / Moose / HW.
Did I hear my name?
Oh, yeah. You're playing HW.
What?
We're doing an intro. Just say hi.
Oh. Oh.
Wait.
I thought I was HW.
It's fine. He was reading a book. He didn't hear.
Yeah. Right.
Hey. He's writing a book now. Thank you.
There you go.
Read the chat. He's writing a book.
The reading intensifies.
So the people on the live stream probably might know what's going on, but does somebody want to give us a recap of what happened before the break last episode?
Guys, I'm not doing it this time.
It was kind of a flashback episode.
Yeah, so like we said before, I jumped out of the truck, and then as I hit my head, I kind of go into this, Neb kind of goes into this flashback of how his family dies and kind of feels all that pain and anger and agony again. And for a moment there, almost woke up, but wasn't able to, just kind of fell back into his consciousness and is still out cold.
Seely lunged at a guard and Captain Torque help her cover the guard in poop.
Nice.
She proceeds to pass out from the sedative. She's mainly doing that because she's trying to get to the hospital to meet Hubert. Then she starts having her flashback, and we get a little introduction to how she met Hubert.
Dork?
Yeah, he had a flashback too. Just kind of how he got on with Jonger and then got his new crew.
Nice.
Cool.
That's what Hubert looks like, by the way.
You just made him butter some glasses.
I love how you described him as tall and skinny, but then you just picked the shortest, stubbiest.
Well, hang on there. I'll fix it. How's that?
Oh, God. That's so much better.
And when he's tall and skinny, he means all in the head.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be easier to do like Phineas from Phineas and Ferb?
It sure would. I have another reason for picking that.
Because he talks like this. Butters. That's me.
That's me.
We have very different interpretations of how Butters sounds in our head, I think.
Yeah,
probably. That's me. Everyone knows it's Butters.
We also learned that the poop-covered guard is Bob Gardman, a devout Diegite.
The other guard is, not the poop-covered one.
Oh, yeah.
We have Darren Bouncerman and Bob Gardman. Darren Bouncerman being the bouncer from the bar, and Bob Gardman being the guard from the hospital. We have the best NPCs. Oh my god. I've got the gun from Carter Randolph. I have Carter's slagged Quicksilver pistol, the same model as mine, and I'm trying to replicate the runes from his gun on mine to see if that's how he hurt those guys that I couldn't. HW, what were you doing the whole time? You were patching someone up?
I put a bandage on Neb because, you know, blood falling out of his head. Made me go, oh, I should probably fix that. And so I fixed that. And then I started writing.
Yeah, thanks for that. Appreciate the help.
Hey, man. HW lives to help until you ask him to like shoot a gun, and then he's like, I don't know, man. What is this? Let's just read this book. Yeah, let's just read this book instead.
Let me write this down first.
Why do we all have to fight? So, wait, so what was this book?
The book I'm reading is that notebook that I have.
You were writing one now.
Oh, yes, I'm writing the Book of Diego.
Oh, fuck, that's amazing.
Oh, no. What have I done?
This is amazing. You were reading the book again, so I want to, since we didn't really do anything for you, Ryan, let's let you roll to see if you can interpret some of the stuff you got.
Yay, I like doing knowledge checks. They make me so happy.
Right? That was my favorite thing to do as Daniel when I was playing.
I just want to know all the things.
I know, right?
Which knowledge do you think? Education? Lore?
It's up to you. What are you trying to... You're trying a different angle to decipher this book.
Yeah, I would assume that I'd just go at it like lore, just because it's...
Yeah.
It falls under the category of lore. I mean, you could make the argument for like a... like an education, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally up to you, because I feel like HW has been trying to translate this for a very long time, and he's just trying different angles to get through it, you know?
No, that's fair. All right.
So it's up to you. Go. Yeah, go for it.
Shit. I still can't get there.
Yeah, I mean, the writing is just really esoteric.
Yes.
But because you got an advantage, I'm going to give you a boost die again on your next roll.
Yay.
I'm going to just keep adding these until you make a breakthrough, and then you'll start back at zero again.
Yay.
You just kind of make some cliff notes, and you're like, okay, here's what I think is kind of it's saying here. It doesn't make any sense, but maybe this is what it's referencing here, and if I can apply it there, maybe that's what's going on. That sort of thing. You just have more and more. You're accumulating more and more notes. Baby steps. That sort of thing, you know?
Progress is a slow process.
Exactly. You did that, like, we'll say you started doing that after you patched up Neb. You looked up and Hez was just, like, scratching away at his gun, and you tried to talk to him for a couple of seconds, and he was just so engrossed with what he was doing.
Hold on, I'm busy.
You were like, all right, whatever. I mean, this guy's not going anywhere, so I can wait. You started reading your book. So, picking up where we left off, Torque and Seeley are being shuffled away into the hospital, local hospital. Only Torque is aware of it.
They both were knocked out, weren't they?
Torque came back too. Seeley was unconscious the whole time.
Okay.
Or not coherent, I should say. What are you guys going to do?
Did he ever end up waking Neb up at all?
No. He tried to wake up and he couldn't.
Nah, man. We gotta go help the others. What do? Do we leave him here and pin a note to his shirt?
Like, do I think Neb is going to die?
You rolled a medical check earlier.
Yeah, and it was a wash.
Yeah.
Let me do a medicine check.
Okay.
I'm not trained, so this is just like checking for breathing and stuff.
You're in a dark alleyway, and you're not trained, so I'm going to give you one black die, and it's going to be a hard check, because you're also not trained.
Okay. Two success and two threat.
Head injuries aren't great.
Two success, two threat. I think we're supposed to move him, right? No. So we drag him a little further and his head bumps the thing. But he's alive. But we can't wake him up.
Yeah.
He might be in a coma.
Yeah, you do know for a fact that getting hit in the head really hard and staying asleep for a long time is not great. I guess I should say being unconscious after getting a really...
Is there a well or a water hole anywhere they can splash water on me? Or
we're surrounded by water.
Yeah, there's a river next to you.
Oh, yeah. Put him in the water or something.
You guys should go ordain him in the name of Diego.
I'm not going to drag him. I'm actually going to pick him up.
Okay.
And carry him. My little muscular man is going to...
Let me set the difficulty for that. Do athletics.
Okay.
Yeah, big boy.
It's just an average roll.
We're good?
Yeah, go for it. Nice.
Bam. Yeah, okay. Buddy.
You guys got
it. I am strong.
Yes, you're very strong. You got him. Okay, so you heft him over your shoulders.
We take him down. We're gonna go down just like literally right... just parallel to where we're at, or just
closest
right,
entry right. Point to the water.
Yes, like where we're all in the water now.
Nice. I just moved the whole map. Hang on, there we go. Yeah, you can splash some water on his face if you want.
I'm going to just essentially baptize him against his will while he's unconscious. In the name of Diego, I'll plead for him to be healed.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to upgrade it because that's amazing. Go ahead and roll a medicine check.
Command me, Lord.
I still fail.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Still fail.
Failure and a 3 advantage. Well, you didn't drown him, so there's that.
He's just like, I didn't drown him, but he's been blessed by Diego.
Yeah, there we go. Let's take a boost at his. No.
Does he at least wake up? Can that be the advantage?
Yeah, can it?
You can have advantage on your next resilience.
There we go.
So while we're doing that, let's say you have another flashback. We can need my book. You can flash forward a little bit. You will say, so you started on your path of vengeance is where we last left you. You've worked with Hez the longest. So we'll say you have been kind of drifting for a while. The Mandalorian Wars have been over. They went into the Sith Jedi Wars, and those are over. So you know who did this. Like, you have a general idea that it was a Sith attack. But now that the wars are over, the Jedi are coming out and saying that, or the Empire is coming, not the Empire, the Republic is coming out and saying, the Sith are all gone. They're all dead. We killed them. Like, the Jedi, they are gone. They've been wiped from this plane of existence. But something in your gut, or just like that seething, burning hatred you have for them, is telling you, no way. No. They're not gone. They can't be. I haven't had my vengeance. So you have been bouncing from the underworld contact to underworld contact, just like, taking jobs that you think will run you into these people.
Like, does he have any information on, like, what unit or what, like commander or general or whatever commanding officer was responsible? Because, I mean, that'd be something that he may have found by now, right?
Oh!
Like, he has a name to look for, someone he's going after, or at least a unit to try and hunt down?
Potentially. Yeah, give me a light side point, and yeah, you have a name.
It's up to you, Ben.
Yeah, if you guys don't mind if I use a light side point.
Yeah, you have an epiphany. A blow to the head and shook something loose.
You know that it's Strike Force Delta did it. That's what you were, some of the information that you were able to glean through your contacts and like the favors that you'd earned, this unit. You'd never heard of them before, but they said, yeah, that was Delta's work. You haven't been able to get anything else out. Bits and pieces here and there. Like, most people seem uncomfortable to talk about them. One day you're like at a bar and you're doing your random, you're not your random, but your usual, just like, do you know anything about these guys? And you see this Chiss that's sitting at a bar drinking, and he finishes his drink as you're asking and turns to look at you and say, why and what do you want to know? And then you fade out. Do you want to try to wake up?
Yeah, I'll try and wake up now.
And I'll be slapping him in the face. Can you give him a boost? Well, also, he's getting a boost from HW, but I also want to slap him around. Like, come on, we don't have time for this.
Yeah, you got 2 boost die, 3 set, or it's 3 purple, 2 boost. Go for it.
I know he's got a head wound and all.
Yeah, fuck it.
But
really?
Really?
2 failures, really? 2 advantage.
Healing. Come on now.
Good news is you don't have a stroke or aneurysm. I'll add a boost die to your next one.
Okay.
You're coming out of it.
Neb, I've got to go see what's going on. We're going to Our Lady Remembrance.
Okay.
And I grab his chin. I'm like, oh, my name, Remembrance. Yeah, that's right. Good job. And I write something. I take out a Sharpie from my coveralls. And I write on his hand, Our Lady Remembrance - Hez. I think he knows what's going on. He's been passed out before. If you want to stay with him, that's cool, but I'm going to go to this hospital. See if I can't get these guys out of there. HW.
That seems like a good idea.
Cool.
I will make sure that Neb is recovered. I know where we're going, so we can link up with you outside that bar you blew up if we don't see each other at Our Lady of Remembrance.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It could have been that dysentery lady.
No, oh my, she was pretty crazy.
The book says you did it.
The book. Oh my god. Oh, Diego, he knows all. Alright, yeah, I want to try and make my way to the Our Lady of Remembrance because they said that out loud. And I'm not going to the wrong hospital. I know there's Hope's Beacon, but that's not where we are.
Yeah, where is Hope's Beacon?
I don't know. Number one?
Hope's Beacon is number one, so it's up there.
Oh, it's a church. It says hospital. Maybe it is a hospital. Maybe it's
that might have been
one of those churchpitals.
I might have fucked that up, guys.
Hospital church.
No, it's Hope's Beacon. Sorry, I've been referring to it as Lady of Remembrance, but it's Hope's Beacon.
So I am hoofing it to the hospital. I'm not sure how to approach. So I guess I'd be going in the emergency room doors, clearly.
Yeah.
And I want to kind of like get the attention of whoever would be like the equivalent of like ambulance personnel. Someone who's like sitting on duty in the hospital waiting for ambulances to come in or whatever. Oh, what is this?
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. So when I was very surprised that you guys went to the docks, it's because that was literally the only place I didn't actually build out.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Of course we would pick that one.
Which one's the emergency room?
This is the entrance right here.
Oh, okay. Just a single entrance. Gotcha.
Where?
This is like a converted cathedral. So yeah, you come up to the front door. There's more people in here. You get the feeling of like, yeah, this place, you there's like a hustle and bustle. Like you can hear machines. Like,
is that like,
go for it.
Is that Sonic the Hedgehog?
No, that's a Twi'lek. And then like some other people.
It's hilarious.
Okay. I just want to walk up. I suppose if this is the how it sits, there's probably no like emergency dude on duty. It's just the front desk.
Yeah, where they're the receiving area, and you come in, and there's just with your little fox ears, you can. It's just like overbearing how much noise is going on in here.
I'd like to imagine the doors slide open, and she's like, "What?" And then the doors close, and she's like, "What?"
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Excuse me," and my little paw comes up over the bottom of the desk or the top of the desk, like, "Oh."
The Twi'lek that's sitting at the front desk looks overwhelmed, I guess would be the word. There's a bunch of people coming to her, like in the like what 15 seconds it took you to walk to the desk. There's a group of three people standing next to her, asking her questions, and then they all split as soon you can hear them running off as soon as you get up to the desk. At the same time, when you're walking up, you could hear there's like this like cacophony of medical equipment going, like beeps, like beep, beep. And you can hear air and ventilators and everything running. And at the same time, you could hear like in the like to break that steady rhythm every once in a while, you hear somebody just going, and then someone screaming, "We got another one!"
Oh no.
And someone's running off, and then you hear like the spray of liquid coming out of another room, and
Hez leaves. No, no, I'm kidding.
And you start remembering some of the conversation that you probably weren't listening to, but of this lady saying, "Let me tell you about dysentery."
So Hez, not only does he have his coveralls with the no sleeves, but he also has that vest still.
Yeah.
He just pulls the one side of the vest over his mouth and nose. I take it you see everyone that comes in and out of here, huh? I mean, at least in the past hour.
What? And then you see like this Twi'lek just kind of lean over the desk, kind of confused, like looking very confused. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I didn't see you there.
Oh, thanks. Cool.
She doesn't even notice like that. She just insulted you on accident. Yes. Wait, can I help you?
Yeah, I mean, anyone come in here in the last, like, I don't know, half hour, hour, covered in, like, I don't know, shit and or naked?
Oh my god, I didn't even think about this, but
everyone comes in covered in
shit. She looks at you and goes, Yes, we've had a lot of that lately.
Oh my god, are you kidding me? Well, like, one of them was, like, I don't know, a green, naked guy, and then the other one was a long lady, tall neck, maybe handcuffs? Does that ring a bell?
Up until you said long lady, she was looking kind of, she had, like, this gentle look and on her face, and when you started mentioning, like, describing them, it slowly got darker and darker, and she'll go, oh, you're talking about those two.
Oh, God, I bet that's it, yeah.
Yes, they are in a secure ward right now. They are a danger to themselves and others.
You're totally right. They escaped our care, and they didn't have their medication on them, and we, I'd like to know if I could, they could be remanded into my custody.
Yes, of course, if you could just show me your credentials.
Oh, shoot. Let me check. I think I may have left them. You don't understand how they were picked up. There was a struggle and when they left, so,
Yeah.
Can I make a charm check and just be like, listen, I mean, you got a lot going on here, and, you know, I understand that it's been crazy. You guys need more space. I need to get these two the medication. You know, if, you know, anything like that, you can just, or at least point me to where they are, you know, at the very least.
I will make this a hard check, but give you a boost die because she is distracted.
I'm going to use a light side point to upgrade it.
Bam.
Because I want her, I want her to let me have them, but I have a feeling Seely's going to refuse. So at the very least, I want to be able to be given access to them.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sounds good to me. Go for it whenever you want.
Charm!
Nice.
Holy cowsers. 4 success and 2 threat.
You fucking smooth talker. That's a bummer.
That's cool, though.
You still got it.
I still succeeded, yeah.
Yeah, nice roll.
You're going to see her stop for like a, do kind of some mental math in her head for a split second, and then someone else runs up to her and starts asking her something, and she goes, yeah, you know what, it's been a lot recently. Everybody's under a lot of stress. Yeah, just fax me your information when you find it. We'll say it got lost in the shuffle here. And like, as soon as she says shuffle, like, you see some guys stagger out of a room down the hall and then just like lean against the wall and then like,
oh no,
I'm sorry. Yes, just please find them. If you need help, grab one of the orderlies. I gotta go. And she runs down the hall to help this very ill individual back into their room.
No. Cool. So, I'm sorry, what did she gave me access?
Before she ran off, she gave you a key card with, no, she wouldn't give you a key card, but she would tell you which room it's in, and...
Okay. Which one's the secure ward?
Oh, she rubber stamped you, there we go. She would give you some sort of identification to pick them up.
Not just a visitor's badge, but like a... an outside official's badge.
Yeah,
like I'm someone of importance, but there's no clear like cut like.
Yeah, and there's no access, universal access. It's basically saying, hey, right. I belong here, but
I'm somebody's physician from outside of this hospital. And yeah. I just okay, cool. And then I assume I'll just kind of look at a directory to find out which direction the secure ward is.
Yeah.
Sure. We're
She could have, we'll put, you know what? This looks like a good place. Right here, where you guys have. And there is an orderly standing right here at the door. As you make your way through the hallway, just more and more sounds of, like, sick people. You're just coming across more of it. Like,
one of his bandanas is out of his pocket, and it's wrapped across his face.
Oh, yeah, dude. Actually, it'll be an average roll. And we'll boost that because of the bandana, but roll resilience.
Average resilience. Oh, God. Okay. I'm not touching. Okay.
This smell is horrid.
Failure and advantage.
You'll take a setback on any... Yeah, on any roll. Like, you're not actively vomiting, but that's what you're
doing. I'm on all my charm checks because every time I open my mouth, it's like,
Don't try and steal anything.
Yeah, and, like, you are devoting a portion of your mental faculties to not vomiting right now.
Okay. Oh, my nose. I can't take it.
So that'll be going on as long as you're in the hospital or until you pass your next resilience.
All right, I'm going to go up to the door. I'm like, excuse me, good chap. Down here. Hey. Hi. Yeah, I'm Dr. Dram Forsnith, and these two in here are my patients, and they've escaped our custody without medication, and I've been given permission to take them back.
Yeah. He's going to glance at your credentials that you flash him and kind of narrow his eyes a bit. And you think maybe like his glare stares like just a little bit too hard. Like, what's this guy's problem? Sort of thing. And then he's going to stop glaring and shrug, stand aside from the door, and then nod towards it.
Ah, thank you very much.
He grunts.
Ah, I grunt back. And then I and then I nod like and then I walk in and like, what the hell is that all about? Oh my god, Captain Seeley. He's awake, she's not, right?
No, they're both unconscious. Just Twerk's gonna be easier.
Okay. I start shaking the captain. Captain!
I thought I woke up when they brought me in.
Yeah, but you passed back out.
Okay. Well, he said he's easy to rouse. I'm gonna shake him. Captain, come on, man, we gotta get up. We gotta get out of here. Put some clothes on. Have some dignity.
Yeah, it'll be...
I give him another bandana.
It'll be an average check with a boost die. Go roll resilience. Torque. Hell yeah. You are awake, and with your triumph, I don't think you have any injuries, but...
Two success and advantage of the triumph.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty rested, actually. A little groggy, but not too bad. All your strain and health is back in full. Yeah, so you're awake. What are you guys going to do?
I'm going to go shake Seeley, see if I can get her to wake up.
She's going to mumble something in her sleep.
What's that? Oh, mumble something in her sleep. Yeah, let's see if you wake up. Seeley did not. She would have one boost die because of Torque shaking her, but it's still going to be a hard roll.
Can I give her another boost die with my triumph?
How would that work? You sell it to me and I'll say yes.
Torque just punches her in the face.
There you go. Sure. You can have two boost die if you punch her in the face.
I speak into her ear about the person she wanted to meet in this hospital, and we need her awake so that she can find him.
Nice, yeah.
Hubert.
Seeley, Diego wants you to meet Hubert. You must wake up.
Oh, God.
Get up, Bambi. You must get up.
All right, yeah. I'll give you a boost.
Did you just Bambi's mom this shit?
Yep. All right.
What? Well, yeah, success and three threat.
Yeah. You're able to wake her up, but she's extremely groggy. Seeley, as you're waking up, to be...
Who summons me?
For a split second, you think you see Hubert standing across the room from you, and you lean yourself up. And then you shake yourself, kind of like shake your head and rub your eyes, and there's nobody there. It's just an empty room besides you and Hez, Torque, and you.
What do you need for me to drag the guard in here for a Seeley snack? Get her rolling.
Oh, shit, that's macabre.
I mean, okay. No, this is interesting. We could do that. We could definitely do that.
The orderly, the guy outside, like, mopping the hall?
No, well, it's a mop in his hand, but that's because I have a placeholder. It's an orderly. He's just standing guard in front of that room. There's going to be a couple of checks here that we have to do. We're going to have to do... Are you going to try to do it stealthily, or are you just going to, like...
Larry
orderly. Yeah, you can... Open the door or stealthily open the door? How is this going down? You tell me.
I want Hez to go out and distract him, and then I'm going to stealthily club him and drag him back in. But I need Hez to check the hallway for me. See that we're clear.
Alright, hold on. I think this guy likes me. I step into the hall and I see his name tag. It says L Orderlyman.
Okay.
Oh. Hey, Mr. Orderlyman, you got a second? I was wondering if you knew anything about the condition these two arrived in, and I'm going to move to the other end of the hall, like the opposite side of the hallway, so he has to turn his back to the door to face me.
Yeah, average roll. What are you trying to do, deception?
What if I just gave you a light side point?
Yep, done.
Boom. Now it's 7 dark to 1 light.
The guy narrows his eyes and looks for a second like he's not going to talk to you, and then he's like,
yeah, okay. Here's what I know. They came in covered in shit. That guy was, the other guy was naked, screaming about Diego, those fucking crazy adherents. Ugh, I'm supposed to stand here and watch them. I mean, like, I guess it's not the worst thing I could be doing tonight, but...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I understand. And these two, they give us a lot of trouble. This isn't the first time they've got out. This is the first time they've covered each other in shit, got naked, but, you know, things happen. Yeah.
Captain glowers at Hez through the window.
I start giving him a signal like, well, if you don't want me to keep talking, then do your thing.
As you're doing that, he'll go, yeah, I thought originally I was supposed to be waiting here until Hubert came and picked him up, but I guess if they found a place to put him.
Whatever. You mean Hubert North? No, I've already been... Have I heard his name? I have, haven't I? No, I probably haven't. No, I heard the doctor. I heard the guard talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh. You must mean Hubert North. Yes, I spoke with that guy. That chap, that fellow over comms. Let him know what was going on, so you can probably just go about your business. As long as you don't have anything to do in that room.
Roll deception.
Failure and a threat.
Once you mention that you talk to him, he's going to sniff the air and look at you, and his eyes... Yeah, they're like, they narrow down to slits. And you think maybe like his eyes might maybe glow for a split second.
Oh, it's not the market. You don't smell the market herb, do you?
He'll look at you and say, who did you say you were again?
While he's focused on Hez, Seeley's going to strike out like an anaconda.
Yeah, he's totally distracted now, so...
Dr. Forsnith. Oh.
I'll give you a boost die for that whenever you want to.
Nice! Yes. Success and advantage and a triumph.
So her head whips out.
Like a fucking cobra.
Like a cobra, just... She just latches onto his neck and then, like, drags him in with her neck. And, she starts feeding.
Alright.
Can I follow up by clamping my hand over his mouth?
That's a triumph.
Yeah, sure.
It's completely undetectable. I come in and I close the door, and I lock it from the inside.
Seeley drags Larry Orderlyman to the corner and just starts draining him dry.
You try to do that, but after the first couple of pulls off of him, where the blood feels warm, it starts to go really cold. And then you're having a hard time pulling anything out, and...
Jesus.
You start to notice that his skin is really cold.
Can I roll perception?
You sure can. You have a boost die.
2 success and 3 advantage.
What are you looking for?
Can I tell that he's undead? Is that what I'm assuming?
Yeah, his skin is unnaturally cold. And you start thinking about it, and you're like, I had to actually work a little bit harder to get my teeth through. That was different. And then he's not struggling. And you look at him, and there was a little look of surprise, but that is quickly fading away into a look of pure rage. And his eyes are definitely, like, just slits of yellow blended into red. How about that? You're fairly certain that this isn't mortal. This is probably a vampire. How about we roll... Oh my god. What is that word I'm looking for, guys?
Initiative. How about we let Captain Torque roll athletics and boot stomp his head?
Okay. Keep in mind, you don't have any of your weapons.
I got feet.
Yeah, that's fine.
Quotable of the night. John, 2 weeks in a row.
Okay, you got... Average roll, go for it.
Sure.
I'm giving you a boost too because he is restrained. Yeah, you go to smack cave in his head, and you get some pretty solid contact, but It's...
Oh, yeah, you and your invincible creatures, I forgot. Yeah,
I was going to say, it doesn't... You feel like you're kicking a brick wall.
So my successes mean nothing.
I don't know, 3 advantage seems pretty superhuman.
It's also a supernatural creature. You know what? The Tong actually have a feature. I think they do extra damage with unarmed. You do actually hurt it. Your claws on your feet. You somehow like try to stab him through his forehead, and it does do some damage, but you don't penetrate.
This is like some Buffy bullshit going on here.
Yeah. So you guys have this vampire restrained, but you can't kill it through normal means. Yeah, so Torque, you do get solid contact, but it just doesn't seem to phase it.
You know what else works? Mm. We pull it in half.
God. Yeah, I need to roll initiative now.
Do we all get something special to do before it? Because if so, I want to try to stun him. Because I feel like, regardless of whether he takes damage, I feel like a stun and they're quieter, I feel.
You do have time. Here is what I'm going to do, though. Hez, you got that gun. I'm going to use the dark side point. You got that gun.
Let me do a mechanics check to see if I can make it operational for one more shot or something, or for one more combat or something.
You don't know that you failed. You think it's operational, the one that you just tried to make.
That's fair. Okay.
You know the one. You can try to make the one that you got that's slagged, try to work one more shot, or you can try to make your duplicate work.
Well, I suppose if I don't know, I would use the one that I've got. Like, all right, cutie, we can do it. I believe in you.
Go for it.
I'm debating whether or not to use a light side point, but I don't.
I've upgraded it for you. I want to see what happens.
Okay. 3 success and a threat.
That's perfect. So you do 6, 7, 8, 9. Where were you aiming when you shot that?
Well, it was a stun, so I wanted it to be super quiet, so I probably went up right to his head with the stun shot. You know? Yeah,
but you thought you had it on stun. You're positive you had it on stun.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That gun vaporizes its head. You think it sounds even louder than what it did when...
Oh, God! What happened to Marvin, man?
When Carter's going to shoot. And this was just like a deafening...
Definitely
roar would be too much, but it was a roar.
So people heard a gunshot.
Maybe. We'll see what happens after that. But
we're in a psych hospital with padded walls.
We're not. We're just in a hospital.
We're in a regular hospital right now. Oh shit, you guys, we gotta get out of here. Oh my God, I swear to Diego, this thing was on stun.
You look at your gun, and it starts glowing, like, red hot, like on the sigils that you carved into it.
Is it because they're really garbagey?
Yeah, it's too hot to hold onto, and your gun you throw it down, and it starts to melt.
No, you're gonna kill my gun?
But you did it wrong.
Yeah.
It's just a gun, man. You can get another one.
It's like we're going for the I should've used the goddamn slingshot.
The gun slags.
I pick it up and I'm like, no, no, no.
You might be able to fix it, but you look at it, and by the time you think about fixing it, is it really worth it?
Yeah, it's my gun, man.
All right, well then.
I'm going to use pieces of both guns and I'm going to make a super gun.
There you go. That's actually pretty cool. So you pocket that gun then. Luckily, the gun didn't blow a hole through the wall behind it, behind the now dead orderly, but
this is some like noisy cricket shit. That's why you gotta keep it small.
Yeah. Or just do it right. Either way, this orderly is dead. Seeley, you didn't get your head blown off, but you felt the fucking heat from that blast. And
her head's down low the whole time, right? Like while Torque is stomping and they're shooting at his head. Seeley's going to pick up Larry's fangs and pocket them.
There's no fangs. His head's gone. He vaporized it. HW, let's change scenes for a second. Hello. Over here looking over his unconscious body. What have you been doing this? Have you just been reading this whole damn time?
Oh, reading and writing. I'm like, let me see here. I am 4 paragraphs deep into what's going on.
Into the art of Diego.
Oh, it contains Diego. It contains what we're going with. It's HW's, like, essentially it's turning into his journal.
And his journey through Diegoism.
Oh, not Diegoism and the group. And oh man, it's going to be fun.
Oh, I bet. So while you're going through that, why don't you roll again? Since you've been writing and having time to pour over your experiences, you're
Yay.
At 3.
How's my body doing over there? No little critters chewing on my toes or anything?
Oh, you're good. The first chapter that I wrote is about how I'm watching over you and making sure nothing happens.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
HW is all about that.
This is the first book of Diego.
The first book.
First verse.
HW, verse 1, chapter 1.
In the beginning, I watched this guy lay on the ground for 3 hours.
And hopefully not die.
He smelled horrible.
Whatever knowledge check you want to.
Alright.
There we go.
Nice.
Finally.
That's going to roll you back down. No more boost die. You're going to have to work those back up. But
2 success, 2 advantage.
Oh, so your book, your translations that you were translating, they had to do with time travel, I think, is what you were looking at.
Yes.
But you weren't sure if it said time travel. You are now pretty sure that time travel is not the right thing. And time itself is, like, what you have translated is a real loose concept with whoever wrote this. It's definitely referencing some sort of concept of time. You get the feeling not as how you comprehend it at this point, quote unquote time. It just doesn't line up with how they keep referencing things. Like the passage you're looking at here is referencing a being that is like all points at once. Like it like point time is just like another point of reference for it, but this thing moves through it like someone swimming up and down a river.
Okay.
You can't go much beyond that because it doesn't make sense. Like, whereas like we as beings move one direction in time, this thing is just like a vertices that can move wherever it's not dependent on the time variable. While you're reading it, it talks about something else. It references something else called the mantle. Their mantle is what allows them to do this. And it gives a description of it. And it's, you think maybe the mantle is like an actual physical thing, not just like this metaphorical thing that this being has. And it kind of sounds a lot like a cape or maybe a shirt or something that they wear, but that's all you're able to get. And with that revelation, I need you to roll discipline.
Yay! Yay, I'm in danger. Uh-oh.
You're going to take another mark.
Yes, I have that written down somewhere. Oh, no, I don't have that written down.
You have uncovered some eldritch lore that wasn't meant to be known.
Yay! Yay!
Yay! And you kind of like, what did you roll again? 2 failures of advantage.
I failed hard.
Yeah, so you, as you're reading this, like, you're just getting kind of, you're dawning on, like, how do you even begin to comprehend something that just moves through time like it's water? You keep, like, as you're reading it, you're trying to wrap your head around it, and when you get to the point where you're at the mantle, you have, like, a flash of this place. You've seen it before when you've been doing your research, like, and you don't know where it's come. Like, you've seen it, but you haven't seen it. Like, it's something that flashes into your head. It's an image that flashes into your head, and you have no idea where it's coming from. And it's this broken-down castle in this place you've never heard of, or, like, I guess you could have heard of it, but you've never seen it. Like, there's no way you could picture, like, know this image. And there's these two black orbs hanging high in the sky. You can hear this desolate wind blowing through the area where you're standing in front of this castle that's overlooking these twin lakes. And then you come back too.
The good news is that's going to make my journal make way more sense.
Yeah. I mean, so that's the draw. I will say that's the benefit and drawback to having encountered this stuff. The deeper you get, the more it makes sense, but it starts to have drawbacks on you. You're still pretty shaken. You're going to take one black die until you can roll resilience or discipline to shake this off. You're pretty shaken by it.
Understandably.
Yeah.
Understandably, that's fine.
Right?
Fair trade. I'll take a black die for a while to gain progress.
There we go. Neb, you actually come to now.
You don't even need to roll.
No, you've been unconscious long enough. You're
God.
You wake up to see HW. His pupils are completely dilated, and he's just shaking, looking at his book.
You guys, I feel like I remember some stuff.
HW doesn't answer.
I'm all dilated, pupil twitchy guy.
Yeah.
And Hez can't answer because he's not there like he was when you were unconscious.
Yeah, well, I know. And he doesn't know. He's out of it. That's why he said that.
Yeah. But you don't get a response from anybody, I guess, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess he kind of just, like, lays back down. He just was, like, relieved to be able to say something, I guess. Because he, like, knew he was out of it, but didn't know. And he just, now all he does is feel pain. He's just, like, hurting. He's hurting and kind of remembers the truck and everything. So he just kind of lays back down and lays his head down and takes a deep breath.
Just try to put everything together.
Yeah, and then kind of looks around and sees that Hez is gone, and where's Hez? Asks
HW, you can try to snap out of it now.
Okay, I will absolutely try to snap out of it so he doesn't have to just watch me twitch and...
It'll be a hard roll with one setback.
Discipline?
Yeah.
Alrighty, here we go. Come on. Maybe one successful one today.
HW makes this. Here, I'll give you a light sign point for that. You hear HW's voice echo in your head. You get a flash of what he's seeing. Like, and that's not even how telepathy works for him. Like, so this is just completely. You just see, like, this brief flash of the same thing I described with that castle and that, like, broken down, desolate area. And then at the last second, you see this flash of what looks like a mask. You think it's a mask. You don't know. Like, it's so smooth. The features on this, I mean, it would be a face, but it's so smooth and devoid of features that you're like, there's no way it's anything but a mask.
And then you hear the whisper on the wind, smoking.
Whoa, who was that?
You hear, you think a name. You think Haster. H-A-S-T-U.
Haster, okay.
And then you are just like, it feels almost like a physical slap to your face, but you snap out of it. It's not a physical slap. This was all done mentally, but...
This is him waking up out of it.
Yeah. Like, you were physically thrown from this telepathic connection you had with him, and you get a distinct impression. You know it came from him. You don't know what the fuck that just was, but you know it came from him.
HW. Hey, man. Are you all right?
There you go. And that will be enough to shake him out of it. I'll use that to direct us narratively.
Yay.
All right, HW, come on. Let's go find everybody. Where's Hez and everybody at?
As you say that, you remember every time you've passed out drunk somewhere and Hez has had to, like, let you know where he's going, he always marks on your hand? on your wrist, on your forearm, and you look at your forearm and it says,
"Oh wait, hold on a second.
Our Lady of Remembrance - Hez."
Our Lady of Remembrance - Hez. I think this means something. We should look for this.
All right, HW will look at him and he kind of shaking. He's like, "I know where to go. Just let's go." We'll just kind of start meandering our way over there.
All right, as that's happening, Hez is like, after he just blasted this guy, he's like, "Oh my god, no, this is bad. This isn't what I meant to happen. We gotta get out of here. We got Captain Seal. Come on, let's go. Pretend like you're wearing these handcuffs."
Am I now covered in poop and blood?
Yeah, they hosed her off at all.
We could say they cleaned you up. They probably.
Oh, good. So I don't have to make a toga for the captain out of fucking bed sheets.
No, he's wearing one of those like aprons or whatever the hell they have.
Just super jacked, but in this tiny fucking paper apron, paper like smock.
Yeah.
I'm gonna grab Larry's sleeve and wipe off my face.
Oh, perfect.
Stand up.
So as you're doing that,
clever girl,
you see on his forearm that he has that same mark that the other babes had from the trade outpost.
Was that the Simla Diego? I can't remember what
the Simla. No, it's not the Simla Diego. It's just like a gang sign sort of thing. That's what it looks like.
Oh, it's the same sign that Hez has been showing people pictures of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
With that dark side I used, yeah, Hez can see it. So you guys rolling out of here?
Yeah, should we make like some sort of stealth roll or something? Or
I mean, you can roll deception, whatever.
No, quiet. We're just walking out.
You have that badge.
Oh, can we roll? Well, then cool. Can we roll cool and act like we're just like we? This is supposed to happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. What is everybody's cool? Because I've got 4 green. I guess if I'm leading them and they're handcuffed, quote unquote.
Give you a 2 boost after that, it'll be an average roll. You get one die for the badge, and then 2 for the handcuffs and everything.
And I'm going to upgrade it.
Okay.
You going to make it dark? Or use the dark side?
Nah. I mean, I can, but you can. I don't want you guys to end up in this fucking hospital anymore.
Oh, no!
All right, let's go back and let me upgrade it real quick.
I have a request, or like, an idea. So since it's
all advantage.
No success, but 5 advantage. So somebody spots us and they're like, "Hey, you," but we just drop the handcuffs and we just book it on out of there and we get out. We get away.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like the cool check failed and they're onto us, but we at least made 5 advantage to get us the hell out of there. And basically we're running out while they're running like up to the front of the hospital.
Yep.
And we all meet together and just take off running somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is not the time to stop and talk. We gotta get out of here now.
Oh, let's go. Come on.
Yep. As you're running out, you see a couple of what look like orderlies notice you, but their hands are tied with
shit.
Just load buckets full of shit. They look at you and they're like, "Fuck this. I do not get paid enough for this."
Right.
And with that, you can call it a night.
Yeah, that's a good round.
All right. We'll end it there. We hope you all enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy the show, please like and review on
Like it.
So you know, we can hit the algorithm a little better. We have Linktree, link.tr/Tales of the Outer Rim. If you want to find all of our social stuff, a link to the website, talesoftheouterrim.com, our Twitter, @TOTORFFG. Our Instagram is Tales of the Outer Rim. And make sure you check out SoundCloud and search Makepeace so you can find the music by Steph Makepeace, who does the music for our show. She does a really great job, and you guys should check her out. And with that, may the force be with you.
And also with you,
Diego.
Diego.